So we're here out in New Mexico. By the edge of the mountain, the Hermitage. I'm really excited. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous. I'm gonna say in video. Okay. Face is gorgeous, so I haven't got to mount yet, but goodness. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm in heaven. So if you guys see the scenery. We're not quite there yet, but man, I just wish the video could capture. It's great. Goodness of the Lord. Look here. House was kind of on the gate to go and the neighbor that I told you guys about that we're praying about to bring reconciliation. Take a picture. To bring reconciliation. The Lord basically said that we did it wrong. And that they also by that he would use that to actually open the gate for us and lost and then to go to the mountains. So just breathtaking. Oh my goodness, breathtaking.
So this is an awesome shepherd here. Shepherdess. Hey sweetheart. Hey.
This is an amazing example of just learning about I was thinking about learning about Jesus and about the good shepherd. These sheep got some I guess like goats and sheep. Really, really nice. I've never seen sheep in my life run this fast. First off, I've never seen sheep that close. So that's awesome.
Creating this place. May this place, we decree and declare, be a place where a divine light of knowledge shines and the bridegroom comes to take rest and stay apart from his bride. May we come to quickly learn how to win his kiss and ascend with confidence and step the divine nuptial and learn the secret of love. God,
oh, so beautiful. Wow. So nice. I wish you guys see this close up. The glory of God is truly so beautiful.
There it is.
Too cold to get out.
Recording, okay.
Get a couple shovels.
Hi, Martin. Smile. Oh, I'm so shaky on the camera. Okay.
The truck was not able to get up here. So I have to walk about a quarter of a mile from the truck to get everything up to this place. So this is where the Hermitage would be. But I realized why the Lord made me so lean. Because they needed... You have to be strong. You have to be strong for us to walk up and down in this hill, in this wooded area. And I just reminded that because I remember the Lord had told me that. So, wow. So I think I would have been 40 pounds heavier like I was before. There's no way I could do this. But let me show you. I'm going to turn this around. Anyway, this is the land. If you go further up, that's where the Hermitage will be. Hasn't been built yet. So, Maria and Martin and Graciela are here with their children. And we're going to set up my camp tent here. And then I'll come a little bit later. But the builders are coming, I think, this week or next week to actually begin to build. But it's been difficult since the guys closed the gate. It's hard for us to get through, so our trucks are way down there. And then we have to walk all the way through this trail to come up to go over here to get the stuff. So I'll do another video showing you where the stuff is. But it's so beautiful. Dad, you would love it. Oh my gosh. This is Dad's heaven. Like, look at all these trees and stuff. Mom, I know you'd be scared. But it's like so peaceful and so serene. So I'm excited to see what God does and how just everything just comes together. It's beautiful. Everything looks like. You go back there. That, you go right there. That's where the phone dropped. It was receiving the call.
Where was it?
All the way. You see where the aspen trees are?
You there. Got signal? No.
She has signal, yeah. Right here. You go down. So this is a place so beautiful. So this is where everything will be. So that's where all the pile of stuff is.
I'll give you guys like instructions inside and within them if that makes sense. And
yeah. You're putting on chapstick.
Right, yeah, because I mean, you just get like a... You have to work on a team here, and sometimes, you know, it's something you don't do something right, or maybe like a little.
Yeah, it's all the small things.
You know, you have to make sure it doesn't add up like a little bag of rocks. Eventually, it's in it. So we don't want that. So yeah, we're just.
Something smells really good.
It's the white.
Oh, that smells great.
I got 21.
Does that look square? Just looking at it.
Vlog this experience. I'm here in the Suzuki four-wheeler van with Ben and Mother Claire's son. We're headed to the mountain. And this is my first night staying on the mountain as we prepare to get ready for the refuge and to help Martin and them clean up. So more videos to come. Alright. Please be praying for us. Alright. God bless you guys. Bye.
I woke up this morning and the Lord put me on an informational fast, meaning that to get off the internet, social media, understand His word and we worship. And I spoke to Father Ezekiel, and he's like, you know, why don't you take a walk with the Lord? And I love, love, love taking walks with Jesus. I really do. And I love nature. So this is the pasture behind their house. Where is the house? We're just somewhere. So this is the pasture. Sometimes the horses graze here. Early in the afternoon, it was really sunny and so pretty earlier, but then it started raining a little bit, but I was like, it's not going to detour me. And, you know, at first I had my earphones on, listening to music, but I was like, you know what? No, I need to tune in and be silent. As the Lord's teaching me, this monastic life, to really just contemplate Him in the silence, and that's when He speaks. And so it came out, and it's beautiful. Like, look, I don't know if you guys can see, but the sky and the mountains and the view that I see, and I'm like, man, God's glory is so amazing. Like, I just love nature, and I remember being a little child. I remember so clearly, like, being 8 years old, and I'd come out and lie in the grass, and I'm like, God, your creation is beautiful, so amazing. It's just so beautiful. So I feel like a child, and I'm like, look at the grass, look at the dirt, look at the air, look at the mountains, look at the sky. It's so beautiful. The pasture behind me, I don't know what it is about nature, but it cries out God's glory, God's creation, you know, and it's just beautiful. It just does something to my heart. And so I just felt like I had to do a read about it and just share it, you know? The God's creation is amazing. And I just love being out in nature, really, because I feel like, I don't know, just connecting with the Lord. And once again, connecting with the Lord's creation. Because all creation groans, you know, for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. And so the times I come out here, I'm just singing. And I'm like, trees, sing with me, trees. Come on, trees, sing. And there's times the trees will move, like the wind will gush. I'm like, yes, the trees are praising the Lord. When the birds are chirping, I know scientists will say, you know, every bird and animal and horses, as that bird you hear is chirping, what he's saying right now is holy, 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 holy. I just believe that in my heart. And the Lord has even said that prophetically, you know, that the animals, what they're saying, they're praising the Lord in heaven, the grasses and the leaves and the dirt. What they do, they praise the Lord. So now, what a better way just to come out here and just praise the Lord with all creation. Amen. I don't know. I just love being out here. So I just encourage anyone to just get away from the world for a bit, go out in nature and just go out, take a walk with Jesus. You know, take an adventure with Jesus and praise the Lord with all creation. And then so, yeah, so I'm just enjoying myself, my little walk and my little path. I have no idea where I'm going. Like I said, I don't really know what I'm doing, but God does. He always does. All right, love you guys. Bye. This is crazy. God is so faithful. Wow. I just started singing. I think it's going away now. But I started singing and worshiping the Lord. I was like, God, maybe a glorified in majesty, and I see a form in the sky. I'm going to put my hands up. Wow, Jesus. Oh, wow.